Nolte, another prominent never-Trumper accused of soliciting sex from underage boy. By John Nolte on June 27, 2024. What is it with never-Trumpers and underage boys? Because here we go again. The Alachua County, Florida, Sheriff's Office, ACSO, continues to investigate the case of Archer resident and Newbury education activist Joel Searby after a judge denied him bond in a pretrial hearing on Tuesday, reported local news. Searby was arrested, June 20, for alleged lewd and lascivious behavior, obscene communication to lure a minor, and obscene communication to travel to meet and lure a minor. The report continues, adding, the arrest report recounts Snapchat conversations between Searby and a 15-year-old boy in which Searby solicited the victim for photos and sexual acts. The breakdown of Searby's alleged messages to lure and abuse this kid are beyond the beyond. Police say Searby, who intends to plead not guilty, knew the boy was only 15. So who is Joel Searby? Remember back in 2016 when a bunch of fake Republicans tried to get Hillary Clinton elected by running former CIA operative Evan McMullen as an independent presidential candidate? Not to get too far off topic here, but let me tell you something. There is nothing more neocon than running a CIA operative for president. Anyway, Searby actually ran McMullen's failed campaign and then co-founded something called Christians Against Trumpism and Extremism, which sounds like a grift almost as shamelessly impotent as the Lincoln Project, or whatever Evan McMullen is now up. Oh, wait. Christians Against Trumpism and Extremism is an initiative of Stand Up Republic, a 501c4 organization founded by McMullen and Mindy Finn, with a mission to mobilize a national cross-partisan constituency to defend and strengthen American democracy. And speaking of the Lincoln Project. Report, FBI investigating Lincoln Project co-founder's behavior with underage boys. Report, second underage boy accuses Lincoln Project co-founder of harassment. Another Lincoln Project advisor bails as sex abuse allegations rock Never Trump group. Report, Lincoln Project co-founders knew of John Weaver's alleged conduct over a year ago. And speaking of the Lincoln Project. AP says Lincoln Project shielded John Weaver for months, pocketed millions. If there is anything I've discovered in my dotage, it's that the easiest way to spot a scumbag, or in this case, an alleged scumbag, is to see just how much time they spend running around professing their own virtue. These Never Trump guys, just like most of the corporate media, are all sanctimonious frauds, grifters, liars, sellouts, hustlers, bigots, and just plain bad people. In other words, they are all Democrats. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.